Newcastle and the Hunters, 2NURFM 103.7. Amanda McCreed for the Mark Rourke Morning Show. And I was just saying that it's International Men's Day, and it's a great day to raise awareness for men's mental health. And someone who's passionate about making a difference is Jack Phillips. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Now, you're doing a bike ride from Tamworth to Newcastle this Saturday called the Long Ride in Memory of Harry Cloke to raise funds for Talk To Me Bro. Can you tell us about Harry and what sparked the bike ride?
So Harry is my younger brother who sadly lost his life to suicide about a year ago. So we thought in his memory we could raise a bit of money for men, or both mental health and men's mental health, by doing this long ride from Tamworth to Newcastle.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about Harry, and it's a great thing that you're doing. How many people will be riding on Saturday, and why did you choose to start in Tamworth?
There'll be about 5 of us, and I spent a bit of time in Tamworth. I was living there, I think, about 2 years ago now, and I was driving back and forth quite a bit, and I always thought about how difficult it would be to ride that distance, and we thought when I was trying to come up with a kind of a challenge to do to raise some money for Harry. This was the first thing that came to my mind.
Do you ride often?
Okay. Not that much, but a little bit.
So do you think you're going to be fit enough to do this ride, or you're going to be a bit sore on Sunday?
I'll definitely be a bit sore. It'll be quite the challenge for a few of us. One of us is probably the most experienced rider, with the rest of us being recreational riders. So it'll be interesting.
How long do you think it will take?
We're thinking around 15 to 20 hours.
Okay, so the full weekend, really?
Yeah. So it's going to be quite the distance.
I'm assuming you're going to stop and sleep?
I'll be straight through. I'll be stopped for just some food and probably some quick rests, but it'll try and be pretty consistent the whole way.
Wow. Good luck. All funds raised will go to Talk To Me Bro. Can you tell us what they do and how the funds will be used?
So Talk To Me Bro are they're kind of local. I think they're from Wollongong up to Newcastle, and they're a mental health charity organisation that support mental health and trying to reduce suicide. So they've been quite supportive of our family since we lost Harry last year, and it's been good to see how they've done a couple of fundraisers around in Harry's name, and they've dedicated those funds to doing local things to try and support other men and young people around their local area, which is quite nice to see.
That's lovely. Well, what difference do you think it makes having events like this to raise awareness for men's mental health?
I think it makes a little bit of an impact. It's definitely sparked some conversations both at my workplace and friends and family's workplace, which is our main goal, is to just try and get people to like have the discussion and use this as kind of like a launch pad to start those difficult conversations around mental health and suicide.
Well, for any men struggling at the moment, what advice would you give them?
I would say reach out to organisations like Talk To Me Bro, or I think Beyond Blue as well. There's always people there, or just have conversation with friends and loved ones.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Well, Jack Phillips, it's a beautiful thing you're doing in honour of Harry, and we wish you all the best with Saturday's bike ride. Thanks for chatting to us.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to support Talk To Me Bro and the Long Ride in Memory of Harry Cloke, you can donate via our community events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.